Hello and welcome back to Green About Media, the podcast where we discuss the impact of digital and the internet on the environment and hear stories from professionals, maybe like you, who are making real sustainable change within their organisations. One of the organisations which is most recognised in our slice of the digital marketing industry is that of the Interactive Advertising Bureau, or IAB, which you're probably familiar with. And if not, don't worry, we're going to be talking a lot more about them in a future episode. And recently, the IAB put out a podcast on their own channel, links to that in the show notes.
Hello and welcome to IAB Europe's podcast, Policy Matters.
Interviewing one of our own partners, Eric Shi from Sedara. Now, neither Eric nor Sedara's carbon measurement tools need any introduction on this show, but over on IAB Europe's Policy Matters podcast, he was asked about some of the important environmental policies currently or soon to be in effect in Europe at the moment, and just how they are affecting the way that digital advertising companies behave when it comes to their impact to the environment. So today on the show, I wanted to bring you some parts of that interview and provide some more background onto what those policies actually are, and upfront, a huge thank you to IAB for letting us use this audio and sharing the knowledge. You can go and check out their podcasts, Policy Matters and Digital Dawn, by searching IAB Europe Podcasts. And here it is.
I'm your host, Inés Talavera, Public Policy Manager at IAB Europe. And today we're diving into the realm of sustainability policies and regulations, and also what are their implications for our industry. Joining me, it's Eric.
A common theme amongst the professionals and experts that we talk to on this show is that there's just no pretending anymore. The changing climate, consumer awareness, and corporate environmental responsibility is having a tangible and increasing impact on every organization and how they do business.
I think especially in Europe since 2019, where sustainability made it to be in the top priorities in the political agenda. And I want to also ask you, because I think there might be some listeners that they are not quite familiar with the digital advertising industry and maybe their impacts on sustainability. So I wanted to ask you if you could speak a bit more and explain what are the sustainability impacts of the digital advertising industry in sustainability.
Again, this is not news to our listeners of Green About Media, where we extensively covered this topic in last season of the show. But unfortunately, and somewhat predictably, it's relevant still because it's been about a year since then and the numbers continue to climb.
There was actually an organization called the Shift Project, which estimated the total carbon emissions from the internet worldwide. They put an estimate at the total emissions at 2 gigatons per year for the global internet, which is actually representing 4% of the world's global carbon emissions. Now, if you think about the internet, which is mainly ad supported, so a significant percent of those emissions come from digital advertising. And when we think about 2 gigatons of emissions, what does that really mean? If you translate that into sort of practical terms, that actually equals 390 million homes of electricity usage for 1 year. Or if you think about it another way, it represents 4.6 billion barrels of oil consumed.
We know from this show that the majority of CO2e emissions in digital come from scope 3 emissions, the energy required for data centers, mining for necessary materials to build the multitude of devices we use professionally. We don't need to cover them all again here, but a rising player in the interconnected power usage of digital is programmatic.
And of course, digital advertising is a bit more complex these days, driven largely by programmatic. So if you think about programmatic, it is a very complex supply chain. And most of the emissions in the supply chain come from that massive volume of bid requests and bid responses and all the activity, that the data activity that's going back and forth between all the parts of the supply chain. That could be DSPs, SSPs, of course, publishers. So that is a very big contribution to energy and ultimately carbon impact.
We're going to come back to programmatic and how it could actually be utilized as perhaps a solution to its own problem in a bit. But first, the titular topic of the IAB Europe's podcast, The Policy Matters.
So actually want to dive slightly more on the EU policies, and I want to go through the EU Green Deal.
The European Green Deal is a set of proposals laid out by the European Commission to make the EU's climate, energy, transport, and taxation policies fit for reducing net greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% by 2030, compared to 1990 levels. Simply put, it aims to transform the EU into a modern, resource-efficient, and competitive economy specifically by reaching clearly set emissions targets, decoupling economic growth from resource use, and putting in the extra resources required to ensure that no EU member is left behind.
And then I want to ask you, how can the digital advertising sector contribute to any of these sustainability goals, or if they are already doing anything towards that direction?
That's a great question. And fortunately, I think it's good that we can report that the digital advertising sector is starting to actually contribute to these goals. And I'll talk about how that's happened. Maybe we could rewind the calendar to a couple of years ago where an organization called AdNet Zero was formed. Now, AdNet Zero started in the UK. Now they're a bit more global across many different countries, but it is an organization comprised of many of the world's leading brands and agency holding companies, as well as different media vendors like ad platforms and publishers. Now, the goal of this organization they laid out a few years ago was to put the advertising industry on a path to reach net zero by 2030, which is actually quite ambitious, even I would say more ambitious than the Green Deal ultimately. But what that has really done in practice is that now you have all parts of the advertising industry trying to get to this mission, support this mission, including the IAB, right? The IAB and various local entities like the UK and the US and others are part of AdNet Zero. And AdNet Zero has put a mandate out last year that all of its supporting companies, which today numbers, I think, 200, maybe 250 plus companies around the world, all need to set net zero targets for their organizations. And actually science-based net zero targets, which is an important distinction. So all companies now in that net zero have a mandate to measure their corporate emissions and find ways to reduce those emissions over time. So to your point, the digital advertising sector is contributing, or at least starting to. And the first step, of course, is making sure all the companies within this industry are measuring their emissions, but also having pressure on the supply chain from really the top of the supply chain. If you think about digital advertising, it's brands and agencies, and making sure all of the companies that they work with are transparent and working on reducing emissions in the supply chain. So it is a collective effort that's happening today.
Okay, so the industry is already doing some things internally to start getting towards the kind of numbers we will need to look anything like net zero. But what about the regulations that are coming into place, specifically in the EU?
Sure. There are actually a number, I think, of policies that were put in place out of the EU that we find not only very interesting, but critical to helping our industry, the digital advertising industry, decarbonize. The first big one, I think the biggest one that stands out for us is the CSRD, which is the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive.
The Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive was announced in 2021 by the EU Commission as one of the strategies to achieve the goals set by the European Green Deal. Replacing the Non-Financial Reporting Directive, the CSRD will increase the previous requirements for some 11,000 companies within Europe to report their carbon emissions to around 49,000.
As well as, I think the number is 10,000 non-EU companies that operate in the EU.
The old model from 2018 only required companies of more than 500 employees to report, whereas the new directive will impact companies with 250 or more employees, 40 million euros in annual turnover, and or 20 million in total assets. And this adjusted definition on those companies required to report should now cover about 75% of total EU companies' turnover, and as such, hopes to enforce much more effective and impactful reductions in emissions across the board. Without going into all the clauses involved in the new CSRD, essentially it means that more companies will have to report on more specific and meaningful data, as well as show and be held accountable to the strategies they plan to employ in order to reach the EU's broader targets of emissions reduction within the laid out timeframe.
But the greatest thing about this policy is that it now forces companies to think about sustainability. And many of the companies that fall under this policy are some of the world's largest companies, which are ultimately advertising brands. So what we see this happening is there will be not only companies that are required to report emissions, but a trickle-down effect to all companies across various supply chains, including the media supply chain, that they also have to measure their emissions. Because ultimately, if you're a large company or brand and you're trying to decarbonize your business, you need to also decarbonize your supply chains, which represent a large portion of your scope three emissions. And ultimately, those companies within the supply chain will need to fall in line and report emissions back to some of these larger brands, which we're already seeing happening, right, with large companies like multinational companies like Microsoft and Amazon and others.
The CSRD has been in force in Europe since January last year, and we expect to be able to analyze the impact in the next couple of years as the policy ramps up and the organizations in question have had a chance to get their reporting data together. Another important policy that complements the CSRD is the Green Claims Directive. The Green Claims Directive, also from the European Commission, aims to protect consumers from greenwashing and covers even companies that fall outside of the range of the CSRD. The proposed directives would require companies to substantiate the voluntary green claims they make in business-to-consumer commercial practices.
Guidelines on how you communicate on how or make claims on how certain products or services are quote unquote green, right? This obviously was a policy, I think, aimed more at maybe FMCG or consumer facing product companies.
That's fast moving consumer goods companies.
But it does have an impact even in advertising, because ultimately in the advertising world, we are selling products, which we see a lot of companies today promoting. Let's call them carbon neutral or even net zero campaigns. And it's a bit confusing, right? We see that these terminologies being passed around and claiming that campaigns can be green.
Consumers need to be empowered to make informed decisions without having to dig into the background and motivations of every company behind the products they want to purchase. And for this to happen, there needs to be not only regulation like the Green Claims Directive, but also some level of standardization in terms of measurement and reporting that will make the reported data clear and more usable.
Well, I think there needs to be some sort of standardization or regulation on how these claims can be made. A lot of the campaigns today that we see that are quote unquote carbon neutral are actually just, they basically have compensation or offsetting associated with them, which we believe obviously can be productive, but it also, I think it can be detracting from attention from actual reduction that needs to happen.
And of course, there are going to be challenges for companies that are now being forced to change the way they do things.
I think the first big one is that the vast majority of companies in the digital advertising sector are not measuring their emissions. This is actually a new topic for many companies in our space. And if you think about our little piece of the advertising industry, it's thousands of companies, right? Thousands of platforms, thousands of vendors, publishers around the world. Most are not measuring their corporate emissions.
And this requires an investment, both in partnering with a carbon intelligence company that can do the measurements for you, but also in labor costs, finding those within your company willing and able to shift at least part of their focus onto these new tasks, or hiring new people. Either way, it's an investment.
That's number one. But number two, if you are measuring your business, we're also starting to see an issue where companies are not measuring their emissions comprehensively. And what do I mean by that? And if you're a digital advertising company, there are, of course, the three scopes of emissions you should be covering, scope one, two, and three. And scope three will be mostly coming from your supply chain. But most of those supply chain emissions for digital advertising companies come from media delivery or campaign delivery. We've actually measured dozens of companies already in the industry, and we see that up to 90 to 95% of their total emissions, which are vast, mainly scope three emissions, come from media delivery, which makes total sense, right? If you're a digital advertising company, your product is advertising, delivering ads, then that should represent a significant part of your emissions. And if you're not measuring that, as we always make this parallel, you're a concrete company and you're not measuring the emissions coming from concrete production. It just doesn't make sense. And it actually, we believe, is greenwashing.
And here again, standardization is the key. Everyone, Peers, competitors, consumers, and government agencies need to be able to look at a company's reported numbers and know exactly what they are looking at.
And which is actually happening today with not only IAB, but other organizations like Garm and NetZero, and trying to define what actually needs to be captured in that measurement and making sure that we're just not taking the bare minimum of emissions, which is not productive at all, right? We need to capture the bulk of emissions that our industry is driving at the end of the day.
We've seen how it's the continually growing complexity and breadth of communications technology that is requiring more and more power with which to operate. But what about some of the new technologies that could be employed to actually help solve the problem? And that brings us back to programmatic.
What we've seen is there actually is an emergence of technologies that help, particularly companies in digital advertising, help them reduce their emissions. I think I mentioned earlier on that a large portion of emissions comes from data center activity and all the network transmission that happens between these data centers and that really stem from ad delivery, right? In programmatic, for example, all of this bid stream activity that happens with bid requests and bid responses. There's actually been a number of technologies that have been in market to help companies reduce, originally intended to reduce technical infrastructure costs by reducing all that bid activity. But it has an added benefit now in the sustainability world, where if you're able to reduce the number of bids in your bid stream or bid requests, you can actually reduce your energy usage.
And importantly, continuing to push to ensure that the energy that does get used is coming from more sustainable sources.
Investment should continue happening at the energy for energy sources, right? More renewable energy sources. Even when we talk about the offset market, which has had come under obviously some scrutiny for better or worse, but I think the offset market actually drives a lot of new technologies from, like, not just forestry, of course, which everyone thinks about, but there are new technologies like ocean technologies and biochar and all these other things that are designed to try to remove carbon from the atmosphere. And now I think for us to be sustainable, not only as an industry, but as a planet, we need to pursue all paths, right? Reduction, of course, looking at new ways to reduce carbon, remove carbon even. This is not just a one solution that fits all for the industry. I think money still needs to flow into new technologies. And to our point earlier, we need to make sure that we set up policies that don't inhibit investment in those new technologies.
This might end up being a whole episode in the future, so we won't go into too much depth here, but basically, carbon capture and carbon removal technologies and techniques are going to be a key and necessary part of global emissions reductions to prevent the planet warming past that 1.5 degree irrevocable danger zone. In fact, recent reports and analysis of the latest climate science says that we likely won't be able to achieve our required reduction at all without them. And as such, more money has started being invested into these technologies only over the last 5 years, and it's still ramping up, with billions already being invested from governments and hundreds of millions from private investors since 2018. We've said time and time again on this show that collaboration is key when it comes to tackling this many-splintered crisis that is climate change. Collaboration between governments, sectors, industries, and within those industries. And in this last point, within our own industry, we need more organizations who are willing to step up, rise up, be transparent and generous with their learnings, and help bring everyone with them.
I do want to provide an example of this collaboration that is happening today in the industry. And it's, again, this is not at the government level. This is being led at an industry level through organizations like the IAB, which is participating in both at Net Zero and helping in GARM to set standards for carbon measurement at a global level. And that was the same role that IAB ultimately played in terms of rolling out the requirements to meet GDPR and CCPA for companies in the industry. And that, I think that is a success story, because we're going to see it this year. with GARM and at net zero introducing a global standard within the next few months for measuring carbon for the industry. So I think that is an early example of success that we can point to, but there will be obviously more efforts needed when we're talking about compliance across different markets. But it is a good first step that we see some level of standardization.
So thank you, IAB, for being one of those crucial organizations that are helping forge the way in digital sustainability through your collaboration, education, expertise, and willingness to share knowledge. And thank you for the audio. As I said, you can check out that full original episode of IAB Europe's Policy Matters by searching it or following the link in the show notes. And while you're checking out that, you can also try their newest edition, Digital Dawn, which is all about helping spark new ideas into existence through discussion of insights and learnings from the digital marketing industry today. Next time on Green About Media, we have an interview with Global Head of Sustainability and Strategy at Essence MediaCom, Laura Wade. And in other network news, you can check out the latest episode of Women Lead with Nadia Koski, featuring an interview with Veselina Markova-Kaufman, brand partnerships leader at TikTok. And on the Digital Distillery podcast, we're heading off to Austria next week for the first digital distillery event of the year, so stay tuned for coverage of that. Those events are always a blast, and we have a heap of interviews lined up over there. You can learn more about Eric Shi and the carbon intelligence services offered by Sedara by following the links in the show notes. That's it from me today. I've been your host and engineer, Phil McDowell, and thank you as always to executive producer Nadia Koski and project lead Dennis Kirshner. Until next time. Thank you.